This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Tanana Chiefs Conference has administered more than 14,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines since the pandemic began to Alaska Natives and non-Natives around the interior. Last week, the Fairbanks-based organization donated 800 surplus doses to an Air Force base for service members, their families, and civilian employees who work there. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Tanana Chiefs has been inoculating people in Fairbanks and more than two dozen outlying communities since late December. And when the organization got an extra allotment of the Moderna vaccine last month from the Federal Indian Health Service, TCC Chief and Chairman P.J. Simon said he and other leaders wondered how they could best use the surplus.
And we thought, well, let's offer it to the U.S. military. They provide us protection and give us our freedom. You know, freedom isn't free.
ILSN spokesperson Staff Sergeant Kaylee Dubois says base officials were thankful for the offer.
We appreciate the doses we received from the Tanana Chiefs Conference, and we're looking forward to providing these vaccines to volunteers in our base community as soon as possible.
Dubois says while ILSN continues vaccinating as many of its personnel as possible, the service members and their families and civilian workers have all been maintaining precautions, like wearing face masks and keeping social distance to help reduce the spread of the disease on and off base.
In the fight against COVID, we're all in this together.
Simon says the Tanana Chiefs also believe that a unified effort is essential to halt the spread of COVID in and around Fairbanks.
We're just happy to be part of the community and to help contribute. You know, the tribes want to contribute to everybody pulling out of this pandemic.
That's why Tanana Chiefs began offering free vaccinations to Fairbanks North Star Borough School District workers in late February. And in March, the organization began offering the vaccine to everyone in Fairbanks age 16 and up. For National Native News, I'm Tim Ellis in Fairbanks, Alaska.
The Biden administration created a group to advise environmental councils within the White House about how to best challenge longstanding and current environmental injustices. Emma Gibson from Arizona Public Media reports one of the advisors is a Havasupai Tribal Council member.
Arizona's representative on the White House Environmental Justice Advisory Council is Carletta Talusi. She says, though the council is still getting off the ground, she wants it to be an opportunity for environmental injustice leaders to ensure policies and laws are enforced.
We have international companies that are staking claim in poor communities. Their contamination seeping directly into our water. I want to hear that these companies are going to be held responsible.
Talusi has strongly opposed uranium mining in the Grand Canyon area, where the Havasupai tribe is based. She says she's hopeful the council can make a difference, but she knows change doesn't happen overnight. For National Native News, I'm Emma Gibson.
The New Mexico Indian Affairs Department Friday announced the creation of an Indigenous Youth Council. It was formed following listening sessions the department held with tribal youth. Young people expressed they wanted to connect with peers across the state. Some of the needs they shared in the listening sessions involve access to higher education resources and behavioral and mental health services. Seven youth council members were selected from tribes in the state to work with the department. Indian Affairs Department Cabinet Secretary Lynn Trujillo praised the creation of the youth council and says the department looks forward to hearing and learning from the next generation of tribal leadership. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Come Unity, Environment is Sacred, is a series of on-demand films portraying a Native revolution to environmentally align with nature in celebration of International Earth Day. Available through April 30th at visionmakermedia.org, who support this show.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.